It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk South Tama football, wrap up the Trojan season with the head coach for South Tama, Nate Dorn. And, Coach, again, a tough season. Your numbers not where you want it to be. Finish winless for the second year in a row. A couple of competitive games for you. You had some moments. Your thoughts overall here on your football team's season?
The biggest thing is, we obviously didn't reach the goals that we wanted to get in all the areas, but we did reach some goals that we definitely can build upon for next year. So the biggest thing is our kids, we sat down and talked to them, and our kids did improve. I mean, from the first game against Benton, where we just kind of looked like we didn't know what we were doing, to our, all the way up to Knoxville, where we're competing and we're fighting and we're, looking to try to get a win. The last two games, we kind of stumbled and fell a little bit. We were just kind of, get to that point where you kind of just get frustrated and, things don't go your way. It's easy to hang your head. So, but the biggest thing, key that we did this year is we did some great things, and we got a good junior class next year that'll be a great senior class for us, and then a great group of seniors that will help us build a foundation that we can build upon next year.
Yeah, what can you say about your graduating seniors? I know some of them didn't stick with through the entire season, but how many seniors do you end up with? And give me your thoughts on your graduating players.
We started with 10, and we ended with 8. About 5 of those guys really, really contributed to the game. I mean, everybody contributed, obviously, but, 5 of those got a lot of both-way players and special teams. They're a great group of guys. A couple of them, played, but they were sophomores, so but they were injury guys. Some last year we had Jesus Romero, seems like every year he got something. It was an ankle one year, then it was a shoulder, then it was a rib. So it seems like something each year. So he was one of those guys that I wish we could have him healthy, and he would have been a much bigger contributor. A guy like Aaron Niave, homie, this kid was one of those guys that he just shows people how to play football. He is a hard-nosed kid that never quits. He plays every position. He doesn't complain. He just shows up and wants to play football. Guys like Sonny DeMars was one of those guys that thinks he has a knee injury where it could take him out all the way through half of his basketball season, and he comes back stronger than ever and even gets player of the week and has a great game. So, he's one of those guys that shows his leadership skills, shows these guys what you can do. And then a guy like Wes Upaw is another one of our guys that, he was a leader not only on the field but off the field, same way with Fabian Padilla. Those guys, they were great leaders off the field as well, to show these younger guys what it takes to be better and what they need to do to improve.
Very good. And, of course, you do return some talent. I like some of the things that Braden Smith did at quarterback for you. He was away from the game, came back, was your starting QB. How did you see Braden kind of evolve, and what areas did he improve on the most, and what does he have to work on going into next year?
The biggest thing was just control of the ball. At the beginning, he's a fastball pitcher, so he's just trying to throw that ball, and he wants to hit the home run play every time. So, coach started getting comfortable with staying in the pocket and kind of learning to hit the out routes and to check down and to find his open man instead of just wanting to hit that home run every time. So once he got more comfortable with that and he started getting understanding the parts of the game of stepping in the pocket and instead of just taking off when he feels a little pressure, that really started helping him. And he started and then making those completions with those little small passes led to him making those big passes. So we're looking to big things for him. He's only getting bigger and stronger every year. He's a wrestler. He's a competitor. He's a great golfer. So, he's one of those kids that he deals with pressure very well, and I think senior year is going to be a huge year for him.
Well, then you'll be coaching him again here in the spring during golf season. Peyton Vest, of course. The thing with Peyton is if he's running north-south, is he running end zone to end zone, he can be very dangerous. But if he's going east-west, if he's going sideline to sideline, that's going to slow down. Of course, that you need the blocks, of course. But – as he showed in the kickoff return for a touchdown against Grinnell, that was a great moment, maybe a great moment of the season. But what do you see from Peyton in terms of what he needs to do to continue to stride as your number one back? Because we know that the ability is there.
I think the biggest thing with Peyton is the maturity. He just continues to mature each year. He's one of those guys that he just enjoys the game. He's not out there getting, just because he's made to be out there. He enjoys playing football. He enjoys smashing around. He enjoys being with his teammates. And he's still, sometimes, like we say, we got that middle school mentality that he could do in his freshman. He could run anywhere, and he could turn a 3-yard loss into a 60-yard gain by making all these backwards cuts and doing all that. High school football, varsity level, you just can't do that. And he's getting better and better at recognizing that. He's starting to trust his linemen more. He's not thinking he has to cut right when he doesn't see the hole right away. So I can only see great things from him. He came to me right away that very Monday and said, hey, Coach, when we start the weight program, I need to get better. And we're already started a weight program. He's got about 16 guys already following him. So he was a junior captain, and he's going to take that leadership role all the way, and I think it's really, really going to lead into a great senior year for him.
Well, that's great to hear from that. He's kind of a under-the-radar guy, but I almost wouldn't say under-the-radar. He's a versatile guy for you. Matt Weiss, he's only 5'9", listed on your roster, but I think you kind of used him in a whole lot of different options, and he's kind of one of those guys that you could probably plug in a lot of different places, and he's a pretty good athlete.
Definitely. I mean, he's a little undersized, but he's a total football player. I mean, that kid is a great athlete. He's smart. I mean, he knows he'll come to the sideline and say, hey, Coach, this kid's in on me. Let's do this. Or he's saying, hey, this kid's playing late. What if I could run a slant on him? You know, defensively, he's saying, hey, I can tell when this guard's going to pull. I mean, he pays attention. He understands the game. Once he gets in the weight room, that's the one thing that we got to get him in the weight room. He's one of those guys that just tries to live off his natural ability, and he's got to get bigger and he's got to get stronger, and I think he knows that now, and he's really starting to understand that. So he's one of those guys that we just trust to let him, and we can put him in different positions. We play him all over the field. We could play him from a running back to a lineman if we had to, and that kid would find a way to get it done. So we're really fortunate to have somebody like him, and he's going to also be one of those guys that's going to be a leader for us next year.
So what do you have in terms of sophomores, underclassmen moving up? Obviously the priority for you probably, you're thinking, Coach, is I need more numbers.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I try to keep this sophomore class. I didn't want to move anybody up. So they had success this year with a 7-2 season. So those guys are a group of guys that play well together. They understand the game. A lot of good athletes. You guys are the same guys that they're already in the weight room too. They're following their junior leaders or their senior leaders next year. So this group, we're looking really forward to what they have. They'll bring about 15 to 16 guys. We got about 15 to 16 seniors. So right there, we're almost adding about 10 guys to what we had this year, which is awesome. Rudy Papaki is a freshman that we moved up this at the end of the year, and we're definitely going to keep him right away. We'll have him up as a sophomore. And I'm not sure if we'll move anybody else up besides that. But I've already, a couple other people have come to me. I'm here in high school and saying, Coach, I know I didn't go out this year, but I really want to contribute next year. What do I need to do? And I think we're going to have bigger numbers. I think kids are starting to realize, hey, we got to get out there. We got to help to make this team better and to make this South Tillman program better.
Well, next year, of course, new districts, new everything, and hopefully a new more guys coming out and trying to get this program back on track up in South Tama. Coach, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner today and throughout the season, and we'll see you at a Trojan event down the road. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much.
And Nate Dorn, head coach for South Tama football, joins us here on Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services with Agent Larry Horback of Toledo on 1410 KGRN.